Hello and welcome. You are tuned in to the Money Control podcast series FutureWise, where we bring you the latest and upcoming trends in education and careers. I'm your host, M. Saraswati, and today we have with us a very special guest, Mr. Kamlesh Vyas, partner, Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu India LLP. In India, 7 million students graduate out of colleges and universities every year, but not all of them are employable. This is primarily because these institutes are out of sync with the corporate requirements. So, would having corporate executives as professors in these educational institutes help bridge this gap? Let us hear from Mr. Kamlesh Vyas on this. Hello, Mr. Vyas. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Saraswati. I also wish all your readers safe and good stay.
Thank you. So, first of all, there is a perception that institutes are out of tune with the corporate requirements. So would having, corporate executives teach as campuses as a professor help?
So indeed, this has been a question which has been debated, Saraswati, for a long time. And we have always felt that there is a disconnect between the world of the corporates or the world of work and the academic world. Now, people have tried different approaches to bridge this gap. There have been internships and projects and visiting lecturers, but it seems that more needs to be done. And it is here that if we were to introduce people who come from the place of work and they are able to spend extensive time in the corporates teaching full subjects as professors of practice, then I think, this gap could be bridged to a great extent.
But, there also needs to be a bit of a consistency in this regime because, of course, the corporates are also busy in their daily, day-to-day tasks. Having a one-off guest lecture by some of these corporates wouldn't be very effective, right?
So you've raised an important point. So I think what we need to move away is from this one-off guest lecture, because that really is, while it's good for exposure, that's not really bringing the full wealth of competence of the corporate world into the academic institutes. And therefore, what we need to do is the corporate folks teaching full courses or a large part of the course. In fact, I know of many universities where they encourage their professors to bring in corporate co-teachers even to the extent of 40% of the course delivery. Now, to my mind, that 60-40 combination brings in best of both the worlds. But having said that, you also made a point that corporate folks are busy. And therefore, to make this possible, an initiative is also required at the corporate end, wherein they encourage their people and, in fact, allow their employees to be able to do this. At the same time, there also has to be a welcoming approach at the academic end, because if you see, other than the top institutes, very few are able to do it well because they are stuck in their own, mechanisms of who can teach and who cannot. And therefore, they are not able to assimilate the corporate professionals teaching at the academic institute. Unlike in the West, where it's a very common practice for people to teach and work at the same time. In fact, there even we find faculty members going out and working for a few years and coming back into academic worlds. So I think that seamless movement on both sides is what is going to help this cause.
But even if corporates come in as, say, professors, it is always better to have a face-to-face interaction, right, than just a video lecture by these executives.
Right. So now we are coming to another aspect, which means that, okay, so if they were to, devote that time, what should be the mechanism of delivery? And obviously, the hybrid mode will work best. Because one, when they are face to face, they can be more involved, engaged interaction. At the same time, if you also integrate virtual teaching, then we are able to have more number of people come in and deliver their inputs. So I think a good combination between the two would be more judicious, to my mind.
But is there an ideal mix that you think there should be between, say, an academician and corporate professor in an institute? Something like a 50-50 work best?
All right. So I was talking to you about some academic institutes which allow they encourage their faculty members to bring in corporate inputs into the program. And they encourage them to have as much as 40% of the course taught by the corporate partner. While that may be ideal and many may not be able to do it, I would think that anything from, one-fourth onwards and higher till about 40-50% would be good for, people's learning. Here, one more practice that I'd like to talk about is what is called the professors of practice. So many academic institutions, including many in India, have initiated this concept wherein they're able to appoint people who have got extensive corporate experience as professors. And in these cases, they don't bother so much about the stringent norms around whether they have done PhD, whether they have teaching experience, but they're able to bring in them as full professors. Now, this to my mind is a trend which is catching on and which will bring in corporate wealth of knowledge into the academic world on a consistent basis.
But these people typically that you're talking about would have, say, something like a 10, 15 years plus experience?
That or even longer. You know, I think in some of the academic institutions, the professors of practice have 25 plus years of experience. So in a way, they come at senior levels and they're able to even guide the team of lecturers and assistant professors who might have not come from the corporate background and are pure academicians. So I think it's got a multiplier effect. They're not just coaching the students, but they're also preparing the faculty to deliver a more, corporate embedded input into their delivery.
One last question from my side is, going forward, would you also think that, you know, from the corporate side itself, there should be some nudge so that maybe we have a lot of, you know, wealth of knowledge and talent on the retired CEO chairman side, but not all of them, of course, come to the corporate, come to the teaching side of it. So would you think maybe some nudge from the management side would also help getting some of these, you know, big names to the institutes?
Oh, definitely. I think and that's going to be a great initiative. So if the corporate leadership encourage their people to give back to academic institutions, In fact, some of them may be able to even give extended time to their employees to go and work as faculty. In fact, I would go one step further and they could even institute chairs of faculty into the academic institutions wherein they pay for the faculty's time and the person is able to work as a professor or a lecturer in an academic institute, because that will solve one more problem. And the problem it will solve is most well-meaning corporate executives are not able to work in the academic world because the compensation levels are very different. But let's say if it is funded for, let's say, a two-year period by their employer, then they can devote their full time and go back to their regular career. So there is a lot the corporates could do. And in the meantime, if they could work out some mechanism wherein this employee who is deputed to the academic world is also able to do some research, which may be relevant to that specific corporate, then I think this will be a win-win situation for both the academic and the corporate world.
When you say research, would you mean, say, you know, case studies and other things as well?
Yes. So case studies, life projects, they might even take a current problem that the corporate is working on and a new innovation that's working on. And they combine it, they take it to the academic world, write papers on it, do some research. And now that research is not only contributing to the body of knowledge, but it's also contributing to the body of practice, because the professional will be able to go back and, use it in his respective organization. And they could even work out some kind of a mechanism wherein the patents are shared between in the academic institute he's doing it from and the corporate which is funding it, and which once again is a common practice around the world. So I think that way both could benefit at the same time.
So overall, it is still early days in India, right?
It is unfortunately early days, but this is something, a trend is catching on, and I'm sure as it becomes more popular and more people come out to, experiment with this and more academic institutes welcome these corporate professionals, I think this is going to be a very healthy trend going forward.
Thank you, Mr. Vyas. Thank you so much for your insights.
Thank you, Saraswati.
With that, it's a wrap on today's episode of FutureWise. I'm sure you listeners have gained a lot of valuable insights from this conversation. If you want us to cover any topics or have any comments to offer, please write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views, and other updates, stay logged on to moneycontrol.com.